Here's your chance to recognize the best and worst of writing in the federal government. The Center for Plain Language is gearing up for its annual ClearMark Awards competition. This year's contest takes on new meaning because federal agencies are running under a new law, the Plain Writing Act, designed to make government documents easier to understand. Joining us with details on how you can get in on the contest, Board Chair at the Center for Plain Language, Dr. Annetta Cheek. Dr. Cheek, it's always great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And I just have to ask a very quick question, 10 seconds or less. Were you stuck in that traffic last night?
No, I wasn't, because I'm supposedly retired and I was at home.
Well, then she's smarter than all of us. So talk to us about the award categories. There are two of them, I understand.
Yes, there's two main categories. The ClearMark Awards are for the good stuff, truly outstanding examples of communication in documents and on websites and even in interactive media. And then the fun ones are the Wonder Marks. They're the ones that we wonder what on earth the author was thinking about when they wrote that document, because nobody in their right mind can understand it. And you've all seen examples of that from government and business, I'm sure.
Yeah, sometimes you have to read things two or three times, maybe four times, to really figure out what they did say. And so do you find that over the years, looking at the writing coming from the government, that it tends to run by agencies, whether it's clear or unclear?
Well, definitely, yes. There's different. Every agency has a culture, and part of that is the way they write. Most agencies are not examples of clear writing, but there are little pockets, and some agencies have more pockets of clear writing than others.
And I wonder if it's a matter of just people coming up through the ranks nowadays, that just schools that they went to just don't teach writing in the way they did in the old-fashioned days, I guess. And so people are grasping at trying to apply the language skills they have to very highly technical or specific topics, and that's how you get this mixed-up language? Is that the phenomenon?
That's certainly one of the reasons. I think people are coming out of primary and secondary education less well prepared to write, and there's been lots of reports about that. But then you do get into the culture, and there's an expectation about how you write in your agency. And if you're there for a while, you start writing that way. I certainly used to write that way until I got into this plain language stuff.
And you know what's interesting is, even here at Federal News Radio, as we're writing up stories for our newscasts and stuff, it's very easy to slip into that.
Yes, yes. And in fact, that's a key, because people don't realize that plain writing is very difficult. The end product should look simple, but getting there is not, because you're fighting all those old habits. You're fighting the model. When you do a new report, the easiest thing is to drag out last year's report and update the data. You don't have time to write it better, so we just get this stuff that we inherit from previous authors, and it's hard to make that change.
And do you think that the government as a whole is really that much worse than corporate speak?
No. I think, though, that the private sector is moving more quickly toward plain language. You see a lot in the news, in advertisements, where banks, for example, are starting to say that, our accounts are in plain language. And I think I'm seeing more and more of that. I think they're going there more quickly than the government is.
So I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. Is it catching the momentum that you had hoped for, or is it about where you expect?
I think I would expect that, because I think it's easier to change a business than it is to change the government.
We are talking with Dr. Annetta Cheek. She's the board chair at the Center for Plain Language. So how can people get involved in this? How can they submit entries and maybe get somebody recognized?
Well, we would love them to do that. And there's a nomination form on our website, which is centerforplainlanguage.org. It's easy to find the awards page from there. And the nomination period is open until a week from tomorrow, February 4th. And we do recognize in the good category original documents, documents that have been rewritten, because we particularly like to see how someone has taken something really terrible and made it much better. And then we also have a website category. So any of those things can be entered into the good category. And the bad category is pretty much open. We take just about anything. What we really like to see is documents that have a potential to harm. For example, The first Wondermark entry we got this year was the New York City ballot, and I'm sure you read about that because there was questions about whether it was so confusing that it would cause people to vote for the wrong person.
Yeah.
So and anybody can nominate a Wondermark. But we do look forward to getting more federal entries this year, so I would encourage everybody to go to our website and enter.
And also, I wanted to ask you about the Plain Writing Act. That's been law since last October. Do you think that it's had any effect yet?
Well, I'm hearing more federal agencies are using the words plain writing or plain language more often, and we've gotten a number of inquiries about how can we deal with this. I think people are waiting for OMB to issue the guidance, which is going to come along fairly quickly because agencies have to start using plain language in materials they write by October, a year from when the act was enacted. So we're hearing more about it. I'm not seeing the products yet, but, you know, having been in the government 25 years, I know that this is a little soon to start seeing results.
Well, I'd like to say that OMB is not bad, because when the president's budget comes out every year, it's mostly reams and reams of tables and charts. But then they have narratives in there. They call them narratives, analytical perspectives on what they really mean by the numbers. And sometimes those are very well-written, lucid guides to what it is they're trying to accomplish through the budget numbers. So that sounds like a good place to get guidance from.
Yes, I think so. And they're going to be leaning heavily on the existing federal plain language guidelines, which are on the government plain language site, plainlanguage.gov. So those are already out there, and I think they'll be tweaked a little bit, but I think largely those will be what you'll see for the technical part of the guidelines.
Well, you know, we're going to have you back, and we'll have some fun with the Wondermark submissions.
Yes,
because
will.
it's just fun.
And you should nominate something. I'm sure you've seen something.
Well, we come across a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I always feel if Stephen Hawking can make astrophysics clear to the average person, surely the FCC can make radio waves or something clear to the average person.
You would think they could.
Dr. Annetta Cheek is the board chair of the Center for Plain Language. Thank you, and we'll have you back when that contest gets underway.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.